Well, it's another good morning. The Cohen Meanderer rides again. Jason Demerle. Always grateful to. Well, I see. I don't know. I don't know if I should say I'm always grateful. Sometimes I'm not. Oh. I can't say that I'm a terribly inspired worker. I remember I was going. Going to the orientation for this job, and it's all about how wonderful the people are, and they are. How the teamwork is, it's like, it's okay. And, you know, I'm not a person that's really God's gift to teamwork. I'm very much more, tell me what needs to be done and I'll do it. It's somebody else's job to coordinate it with the rest of the team. So I'm not just flying off the handle or something, which is great. Like I said, I'm not saying that other people aren't wonderful and beautiful and great. You know, if there's anybody coming at it with probably what would be considered an aberrant or wrong attitude, it's me. You know, I'm really glad that a lot of a lot of jobs that I've been working on have not been married to. What am I trying to say? You know, I used to get lots of questions. I still do occasionally when I go out and get another job. You know, they say, are you a good team player? And it's like, I suppose so. I was being tailed by a state police officer. So I'm kind of glad that I slowed down to let him get past me. He wanted to go faster, of course. The big problem was he was waiting for the double yellow line to stop. That was my problem. I started slowing down on him with the double yellow line, and that's a bad thing. And he was trying to keep the rules. He's a good person, and I'm glad for that. Probably getting ready to check me out to see if I was some kind of untoward person. Hopefully not, but you just never know what the records tend to say. I'm getting off pretty early, therefore I can just drive leisurely and not get weird about speed and stuff like that. So anyway. Teamwork is a wonderful thing. Am I a team guy? Not really. And I've gotten the impression over time that people get really quite upset. You know, that, well, managers can get really quite upset if you don't, you know, get all wrapped up in all of the things that other people have. To be honest, I've just never been a team sort, and I can't say that I've ever put forth much effort. I think I'm really on the Lisa team. You know, if there's any team I'm a part of, it's with Lisa, leaving that way. But I can't say that, I don't know. you know, I think it almost has to do with the philosophies of men mingled with scripture. You know, the whole concept of, ooh, teams are so much better. We all need to be a part of a team. If we're not part of a team, you know, there's something wrong with us or stuff like that. And yeah, do I have different trials than team people do? Yeah. I remember watching videos about lone wolves and praising them. Well, you know what? Since everybody makes videos about everything now, you can find a video about almost any subject. In fact, when I'm in situations where, which I typically am, I'm not really a great fan of videos. I'm much more, and I don't think I'm really that big on audio. I much prefer reading, but I know that I am something of a dwindling group. You know, there was a certain number of people that read because they were by and large forced to. And you come to find out that reading really is tricky. And I don't know that it's ever not been tricky. Like, for instance, I don't think people have really changed their basic natures, their basic skill set. It's just how we've made other things interesting. Like I said, things haven't changed. You know, back in the old days, you know, you would go to kind of a local watering hole sort of place, and you would go there to I don't know if listening is really a thing, because it was much more active than that, although you could hear stories from people. I'm not much of a storyteller, because to be honest, I don't know. Number one, I really have a bad memory. I don't feel comfortable at gatherings, watering holes, so I tend to avoid them. I'm a reader, and Lisa, my dear wife, tends to be a reader too. Although new technology will tend to encourage you not to, because you know what? A lot of the written word is I don't know how to say it, is manufactured. It's not really that particularly good. Let me tell you, I really like The Lonely Road. But you know what? That doesn't matter. It's supposed to be all about me. Come on. We're supposed to be thinking about other things. Except I've been trying to get together this talk I'm doing, and I'm wondering if it just is kind of tending to be kind of a review of things that have helped me, a little bit of sharing. And you know, it's really hard to say if that's really useful. I guess you put it out there and it tries to find its audience somehow. I've been wondering about, you know, these VBS systems, and I'm gonna go out and do different ones, because these things are done well. They're kind of watering holes for different kinds of people. Like, for instance, I finally sold off my old Ampro little board C80, the one that I had used for so many years for my, basically for my word processing. When I went and put it up on eBay, I also said that I was selling it on the Usenet news group for CTM, which is the operating system that it uses. And I think it did really well. I think it sold for, as much money as I bought it for. Of course, you know, inflation being different. I bought it in, 1988 probably. And then I sold it in, I forget when I sold it, but it was much stable. It was probably as late as 2010, 2011. I sold it off, I think, when I left, I was still working. Okay. It was after I had worked at Los Alamos, because I would go to the library there. And let me tell you, people would dump boxes of old software. You know, all the manuals, all the disks, everything about this software at the library. Those guys had a little store there where they were selling books or stuff like that. And they sold older books, or they just had a whole bunch of things where they were just giving stuff away. And that's where I picked up a lot of this stuff. I eventually threw it away myself, because I wasn't going to haul it around to other places. I had whole cabinets full of old software, old disks of things that were interesting, old bursts of WordStar for DOS, and you know, I got a heck of a collection of old DOS software. I don't need them anymore, because I can get this stuff off the Internet Archive now. And, or at least some of it. You know, there's people out there that have put it up, because it's just old junk. And to be honest, you know, I don't need anymore. I don't have old DOS computers. I've still got old obsessions that want to be fed. And I have to say, that's just not there. Anyway, so I'm really liking this BBS, because I think what it will be is something of a marketing possibility, because you kind of have a built-in audience where, you know, blogs don't. And you have people who sign up for certain news groups, people who sign up for certain, here's old Fido things. And you kind of use these things. So that's kind of good in a way. So I think I'm going to go ahead and keep using my BBS, because it's really good for kind of building communities for people who aren't marketing logs. It was really good in the old days. This was stuff that was mostly for nerdy sorts, or for social, for lack of a better word, malcontents. and it really, you know, there was really good things to that. So I think I'm going to continue to kind of go along those lines. I need to go ahead and connect to news groups, stuff like that, to bring in more content. The great part is you can actually filter them out from yours. And nobody may come and actually work with my BBS except for me. That's really what I've found. These things are really publishing avenues for me, as opposed to, you know, hey, I'm really getting involved in this other thing. Especially since it's all kind of passed around, like in the old days. So, the old BBSs were really good things, and although the internet largely supplanted them, to be honest, it's really hard to work on that sort of scale. The internet really was just, okay, the first thing about the internet is it's really a data transport mechanism, and you look at it that way. Now, some things have really taken hold and really become popular, like, say, Facebook, for instance. Social media, stuff like that, and different to a really large extent. These things are based on different things. I think that Facebook really has a lot of basis in old BBSs. It's got chat. I don't think it really does a lot of file sharing, but maybe. It's really become kind of a bulletin board, but you kind of go all to the same place, and it's all based on friend groups, and it's like, there is a little bit of it based on like topics and things like that, but really not very much. Oh my gosh, do I have anything back here I can use to wipe off? Oh. I used to have an old rag or something. Because this is just horrible. You can tell that Sam's tried to clean this thing on the inside with something. Oops. Oh. Oops. I don't want to do that again, particularly. Anyway, so. Yeah. Well, if that really made anything any better. Anyway, so yeah, I'm glad I got into this BBS, and it's a good publishing platform, I think. You go, well, why would anybody come to yours as opposed to somebody else's? And you go, well, I can't really speak to that particularly. Here's my turn off. Thank goodness. I think some places have decided this is a good route between I-40 and Clovis. And it's like, I don't think so. I'm going to get off the road here. Though there's still a little bit of water from a rain that we either had last night or this morning. I'll get off the road here at some point. Oh, this is a great place to get off the road right here. Oops. Let me see if I can find something to wipe off. Surely Sam's got something back here. Old socks. That'll do. What do I do? really tell when something's, when your windshield is kind of dirty inside or out, because especially in the mornings, or mostly in the mornings. Let's see how that looks. Oh, that looks terrible. Yuck. It looks even worse. Oh. So anyway, it's a shame I don't I don't know if that's going to do any better. Anyway. Knocked off some of the worst stuff. Okay. A little better. Not much better. The nice part is I'm gonna, as the season progresses, turn on the heater a little bit. That looks a lot better. Oops, the heck. Okay, so yeah, you know, I used to do a lot of purposeful recordings. I guess I don't really anymore. Talking about some of the things I'm doing, projects for a better way of thinking about it. So, yeah, the old BBS. You know, I don't have anything to talk about that way. That's why these are mostly personal recordings. They're not really bigger things. More like kind of an audio journal. But, you know, in listening to them, you kind of think out, well, he doesn't really talk about what's happening around him. He just talks about what he's thinking. And he thinks a lot of stuff. You know, I do. You know, when people say, well, what do you think about Trump? And what do you think about Harris? Or people like that, and you go, this is, you know, I guess I would like to think that Kamala Harris was a convenient tool, and to some extent, that's probably true. I think Trump, to a large extent, is a knight in shining armor. I think he's a person who's willing to fight for decent causes. I'm not really that big about the border. I'm kind of a freedom of movement guy, but one of the great selling points of Trump is that, you know, he says, I want to take care of immigration. And people who used to have quiet little towns or sleepy little towns or whatever, those towns are being turned upside down by the influx of new people bringing new things and basically being, you know, they say, well, they should come here and they should integrate. I am a person who says, and they go, well, you've heard a lot from me about that, when you come to a place, you shouldn't try to change that culture or try to get rid of that culture. I, you know, the whole thing about Californians buying a big piece of land close to Grady, you know, and then trying to become part of the community and being aghast at what the community was doing, coyote hunting, where they said, I love the coyotes and how they howl. And, you know, and them saying, I don't want there to be more coyote hunts, even though coyote hunts are vital for ranchers. You know, it gets rid of a predator on calves and and small stock. So yeah, that was, those are rough things when you bring your weird sensibilities to, well, your home sensibilities to a new place and start saying, well, I just don't like that. So we have to get rid of that because it offends me. And, you know, I really don't know much what to say in answer to those kinds of situations. I think it's just things that doesn't have to deal with. The sad part is that it really obfuscates the whole idea of voting with your feet, you know, and just saying, you know what, if you don't like how things are going here, you need to move someplace else and set up there. And you go, but the problem is that people usually bring their own problems, like Californians like a certain level of socialistic things. They like lots of regulations to keep things the way they want them. And so when they go to other places, they start doing those things. Not, you know, and you're going, well, don't you realize that's kind of how you screwed up the place you came from, you know? They say, well, I can't afford to live there anymore. I says, well, you go someplace else that's cheaper, and all of a sudden, guess what you do? To suit your needs, you start making that place really expensive to live as kind of a Zenith observer. I do Zenith because I said, you know, I'm not really autistic. I'm just really, really different. And there is no place for me. In fact, I don't really hold out much hope that a place like Zion will be a place for me. I hope they treat me nice there. Anyway, so I guess that's really it. And I don't know how much I've really helped my children to make certain adjustments. I don't know how much they're really like me. My wife is really wonderful to me. And I try to show my gratitude by doing nice things for her to make her life more pleasant. Anyway. And I don't know if I'm really trying to make, oh, let's build up a Zenith community. I have put together things as if there were such a place. And, wow, I'm getting a lot of fog here. It must be from the rain they had here. So, anyway. I think I need to go ahead and size up the BBS. Knowing that I'm fringe, but that I can touch the lives of fringy people doing things that way. Really how my game goes. But I should probably convert my game over to a BBS. It'll give people the opportunity to use particularly my service. Of course, the good thing is that bulletin board systems are incredibly mature things. And I like them that way. I also like kind of the post-apocalyptic part of it, that your bulletin board system set up can can really be standalone when things start falling apart. But I think the internet's really going to fall apart. I don't know. But it requires a certain level of infrastructure and of kind of cooperation that I think may fall apart. And I think that kind of has to do with people's inability to get along with each other. That we're going to have to come up with other ways to do this. I like the Reticulum network. It really doesn't have, you know, it doesn't take into account, it is that it doesn't take something into account. It isn't just a snap in or the sun is just coming up over the horizon and it hasn't gotten to the point to where it's blinding and making you crazy. You know, it's just a twilight place and you can actually see a lot of the disc and it's cool looking. It's going to be tough because I tend, you know, a big portion of what I'm doing heads east into the sun. So it can get very blinding. And now I can see how the inside of the window is looking pretty decent. The outside's a little bit crappy. Something I can probably work on with a squeegee at all, if I gave any thought to it at all. But regardless, yeah, coming back to my BBS and doing things with that, you know, it's just because, to be honest, nobody's really interested in, or at least big groups of people with services that really kind of cater to big groups of people. Really not interesting. I'll keep advertising. And I think I'll keep using the blog because I just got used to using the blog. How many people are subscribed to it? I think like maybe 2 or 3. You know, trying to build audience is not part of my mantra. People will trip over me and then they'll say, oh, well, what else has he done? But a lot of people don't do that. They just look at one thing and then they go on. So that's fine. So, hey, Parks Family stuff. The other car was really nice because I had rigged it so I could watch videos while I'm driving because it gets really boring. And the other car is rigged for this, but it's really quite, it's got some problems. I need to look up additives for transmission fluid that help to keep down foaming. Because I think that's what I'm ultimately hitting up against, is that I've always overtaxed this car. I've always driven it, you know, 70 miles an hour or stuff like that. And if I do it slower than that, I bet you I won't have these kinds of problems. I'll save a lot of money too. So I might look into that, trying to keep that car going. It's only got about 204,000 miles. This one, for instance, has 240, and it's been maintained really well. Lisa always did a good job of maintaining it, and I did a reasonable job of at least keeping up with the oil changes and stuff. stuff on the other car, although I beat up that car a whole lot more. Lisa is always really very, very careful with her cars, where she will let them go. So, I'm really glad to have this car because I need a backup for the other car that's having problems. I probably just need to drive it slower. Like right now, I'm actually driving 55, which is really quite slow. But I'm back on backcountry roads, and I'm not in some dang hurry. It's really early. I'm gonna end up getting to work really early. I had the problem in Texas of the speed of traffic was such that you had to drive 75 not to get hit by other cars and stuff like that. It's really hard on vehicles. And, you know, it's more populated. I don't like populated places. So, anyway, I'm liking this drive. The road I take to get to Cannon Air Force Base, there's nobody on this road. But it's paved, which is good. You've got some potholes. Oh, yeah. You know, it gets patched a little bit here and there. I don't think it's going to be a road that really gets a lot of maintenance done because, to be honest, it's not driven enough to need a lot of maintenance. Oh, what a beautiful morning. And there's the moon. It's a big moon, full moon. That's beautiful. Oh, there's a coyote doing what coyotes do, running around. So yeah, I'll probably move a lot of my stuff off of the wiki and onto the BBS. Oh, that's tricky because there's really no interface between a BBS and like a web browser. If you're just gonna use it to store things from, you know, like links. That was one thing that a wiki was really good for, was really quick grabbing links so that you could research something later or look at something. It wasn't so much that you actually ingested the stuff. So maybe that's what really needs to happen, is you do ingesting. Oops, that was my turn. Dang it. Not getting very good at this road. It's coming out of field, but this is the, for lack of a better term, Ranchvale Highway. There used to be a school at Ranchvale, which is now shut down, and I don't anticipate it will ever be. You know, somebody will buy it up, use it for, I don't know, storing hay or something. There's always a lot of that crap going on. Anyway. Ooh, it's quite chilly here. I don't really need the fan on. Feeling nice. But I am really early. I need to slow down. And I'm thinking that if I make that my primary commute car, Sandy, old Sandy, that I could probably keep using it for a long, long time. That was a mistake. This is going to be a mistake, too. Yep, I can hardly see. So I need to pull this thing in it also. Get it worked on. Hello world, this is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. I don't know what I'm talking about now. It takes a little over an hour. I don't know. It does take about an hour and 15 minutes to get to work. And you know, once I'm here, I might as well stay. There's not any pressing reason to go back home. Except I love Lisa Jane very much, which is a good thing, gotta tell you. Anyway, so, traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. I was just thinking about this lawnmower I've got, this old lawnmower I've got. It's like, you know what, I need to do something with that old lawnmower. Make it so I can use it for power generation or something. Whoa. Looks like a little spar falcon I almost ran into. Oh. Well, the cow's looking at me. Hey, what's that? Are you bringing us food? That's pretty much what a cow's mind does all day. Is, well, what should I be running from? Where's the food? Yada, 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 stuff like that. All right, I need to kick that on again. I have some new windshield wipers. Terrible. Come on, get happy. Come on, get happy. Come on, get happy. So I don't have anything else really to talk about. If you've been sitting there listening to me blather, blather, blather on and on and on, that's the fuck. Talk to you later.